Donkey burger or 驴肉火烧 is considered as a culinary delight in northern China. Beijing News, however, has revealed that burger joints and mills have been selling cheap cuts from mules, so that's 骡子, and horses and pigs as donkey meat. So is it true that most of the donkey burgers available on the market are not actually donkey meat?
Well, first of all, for those of us who hasn't had the fortune to actually taste donkey burgers,
that would be me,
China,
Lai Ming.
Well, it's a traditional snack of ground donkey meat in a baked wheat bun. Mm-hmm. I've had it many times when I was in college and after I've just graduated. Mm-hmm. It's a very cheap snack that you can get, mm-hmm. and you order two or threethreeburgers and you couple
because
it
they're
with,
so good.
They're so good. You couple it with a pai huang gua or a smashed cucumber.
Ooh.
That's the perfect combination. I remember having enjoyed this with my friends many times those days, a decade or seven years ago. Mm-hmm. That was a long time. Yeah. But which is why I feel so sad about this story that's breaking. So according to a report by Beijing News on Monday, hundreds of workshops in Hejian, the home of the donkey burger in Hebei province, were making and selling fake donkey meat.And the situation is actually very serious. So one owner of a workshop says, he calls himself Zhao, by staying anonymous. He said that only 30% of the meat in his workshop was real. And mm-hmm. so...
Yikes.
How bad is it? When we are not eating donkey meat in those donkey burgers, what actually are we eating?
Yeah.
Well, according to a Beijing news report, much of the donkey meat is not real. In fact, it's made from the meat of mules, horses, and even pigs, which is cooked together with food additives to make the meat smell like donkey. Well, so that's what we get.
If you go to love the smell of donkey burgers.
You should try them.
Yes.
When you have the chance.
Well, this sounds like there's not many donkeys left. We're going to talk about it, but... they must be really good because definitely a lot of people are eating donkey burgers. Like Lai Ming said, they're pretty delicious to a lot of people. But also there's some other uses we'll talk about here soon. So why are kind of these restaurants doing this, right? Why are they offering what people think are donkey burgers? I'm trying to get my donkey fix. And then I find out that it just smells like donkey because of certain additives. But I'm actually eating maybe pork or...you know, horse or mule, and for those of you who don't know what mule is, I didn't several hours ago, mm-hmm. but our lovely Huyang filled me in.
Yes.
They are basically half donkey, half horse.
Yeah, the love child of two completely different species.
And apparently still tasty. So anyways, why are they doing this? Okay, so first of all, there's something you should know, okay?The fake meat for these companies costs significantly less per kilogram than the actual real donkey meat. So, I'm saying that basically, let's say the fake meat, it costs about 40 won, that's $6 a kilogram. That's less than half the price of real donkey meat. Guys, real donkey meat runs a bit up there. That's 96 to 150 yuan. And this is, I guess, what the paper had reported. I can be this restaurant, and if I can put enough additives to fool Lai Ming that he's getting his donkey burger fix, and I can sell this burger to Lai Ming for the price of a real donkey burger, then I'm going to make a lot of money. But this isn't just Lai Ming that likes these burgers. Obviously, a lot of Chinese people really love this delicacy. I say delicacy because...It is synonymous, I think, with a lot of Chinese culture in the way people like to enjoy meat, specifically donkey meat. But also in Chinese traditional culture, donkey meat is also a good kind of health benefit for both men and women. I guess it nourishes the yin for women, ladies, and tonifies the yang for men.Yeah?
Yeah.
So there's a demand on so many levels for this. I guess, you know, Zhao, the owner of one workshop Lai Ming had just talked about, was quoted as saying that about 20 metric tons of donkey meat is transported by three trucks each day from Hejian to places like Beijing. So It's not just in this area where this meat is being consumed. It's also going to places like Beijing.
Yeah, and certainly Beijing being the capital and also, you know, the center of many things in northern China, I think also you see these donkey burger joints.
There's one close to where I live.
Oh, really?
Somebody was like, what is that place? It's got a donkey on it. And they're like, yeah, that's a donkey burger place. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, and this is certainly something that surprises people who are not originally from China, I suppose. And I guess I can try my best to try to describe what it tastes like. I think it tastes a little more gamey than other meats, I suppose. The donkey and...
Chewy.
Oh, okay. Well, certainly the part that... sort of caught my attention after listening to what Lai Ming said is that it used to be cheap, but
it still is cheap.
But now, when you listen to the figures that Ryan has just quoted, that real donkey meat seem to be more expensive. So what is the real situation here, and what should people expect when it comes to donkey meat?
Well, one of the things I think, first of all, donkey meat. Per kilogram compared to things like fake meat is more expensive. But still, maybe if I'm looking to have donkey meat or a donkey burger, that's not so still expensive. Remember, this is what the restaurant's paying for a kilogram, but maybe what they're offering the customer is more cost efficient for their average person coming in to enjoy their donkey burger.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, too, that this is not considered a high-end food, and these donkey burgers are often sold in smaller restaurants, maybe on the street. So in these kind of venues, their demographic maybe isn't having the kind of money to buy high-end meat. So, of course, these places can't ask for a higher price on donkey meat. So, still, it is kind of considered not a high-end food, and people can find it affordable. But this is the problem. Okay, guys? Data from the National Bureau of Statistics showed that there were over 9.4 million donkeys in stock by the end of 1996. But the figure dropped to 7.3 million and 5.4 million by the end of 2006 and 2015, respectively. Some industry's insiders estimated that there might be only over 3 million donkeys in China, and the number is decreasing at a speed of 3.5% each year. So this means, you know, that they're being sold, donkey burgers are being sold, if it's real donkey burger, still for a pretty reasonable price. And something that's really interesting here is kind of the supply-demand economics hasn't really come to play for these for this meat. So basically, the supply is getting so less, and with most goods, when the supply gets less, you charge more for the product.
Mm-hmm.
But because of where this product is being sold, these places that
are small joints,
these small joints can't charge more for their burgers. So in which case, you know, you just have the supply keep going down, and of course the demand is high, but the price isn't changing, even though there's less donkeys to go around. So it's not a good time to be a donkey in China. Basically.
No, it's not.
And certainly for those donkey meat lovers, those burger lovers, they don't seem to be paying the price, the deserving price for the donkey meat.
Yes, I have to say, in recent years, we've seen a reduction in the number of those small joints in Beijing. I remember there was a time when you turn a corner in the street, you can see a store for Liu Huo Shao or donkey burgers almost everywhere in the city. Well, I think this has to do with the part of history in China where Beijing saw a lot of migrant workers coming into the city to work. And to them, donkey burgers is it's a pretty decent fast food. You get a lot of these small joints. They don't even have a cook. They have, basically, they have some, or a little pot to heat stuff. They don't cook raw stuff. They just smash a cucumber for you and that's it. So, for migrant workers, they can get very classy donkey burger in a jiffy. That's very convenient for them. But although in recent years, maybe because the price of real donkey meat is increasing, pushing many small business owners out of the business, but also there are also other competitive businesses coming in, like Huamen Ji Mi Fan, braised chicken with potato, is it? But other forms of fast food is taking place. So this put this business in a very difficult position.
Yeah, and also these days, it's easy to find a supplement. You can just have the regular 肉夹馍, so the minced pork burgers, so to speak, and it's also tasty. So it's really interesting to see that the donkey meat has actually shot to the headlines these days. And why is it that having these donkey meat, producing donkey meat, is so difficult?
Well, okay, so one of the things is, guys, for anybody that isn't familiar with the donkey anatomy or how donkeys reproduce, it takes 18 months for a donkey to reach its sexual maturity. And it takes another 12 months for a female donkey from getting pregnant to giving birth. The mother donkey also needs to breastfeed the baby for 6 months. And a female donkey can only give birth to maybe one baby at a time. This isn't something where it's having a litter of other little donkeys. So basically, a mature female donkey can only give birth to 2 baby donkeys in 3 years. So this paints a good picture that basically, there's no way, even if you wanted to kind of set an industry for donkey burgers, to easily reach that supply, because donkeys just aren't these kind of animals that are kind of good for eating, because they just don't reproduce enough.
There's
those
no
donkeys
way to precipitate the growth of baby donkeys.
Yeah. Also, you know, something I want to say here too is, in Hujian, I guess more than 300 family workshops, out of 300 family workshops, only a few of them have business licenses, and even some of them are producing this fake donkey meat and shipping it to places like Beijing, Hubei, Hunan, Shandong, and Anhui provinces. This is according to the paper. So this industry, guys, isn't just you go to Hujian and that's where you're getting the fake donkey meat. This is spreading much farther to other places, maybe to my donkey burger joint close to where I live. Maybe I'm not getting the real thing, but you can understand that basically, in these figures I talked about from data from the National Bureau of Statistics, there's only going to be like 3 million donkeys in China in the coming years, and it's dropping. And these donkeys take a long time to raise. And then you have something like ujiao, which is something that is, I guess, from the skin of a donkey. For those of you that don't know, it comes from soaking and stewing the skin of a donkey. And it is an ingredient in Chinese traditional medicine. This is ujiao again. And it is thought to nourish the blood, boost the immune system, and act as a general pick-me-up, which means like give you a boost of energy. And this is another reason why in addition to donkey meat, donkeys are so sought after here in China.
And in traditional, almost traditional Chinese medicine and traditional belief of what the donkey hide or the skin can bring, apparently it's good for the female health. And if the lady is pregnant, it's a good sort of like a health supplementary ingredient. And but these things, I think we still need to see more scientific proof, as it's almost buy or beware these days. If you believe it, you buy it, and there are still lots of people who are holding that traditional belief and would want to buy these donkey products. But now, with this break of a scandal, people simply don't know what to trust when it comes to donkey meat or the hide that donkeys produce. So is there a way that the government possibly can take up more supervision jobs to make this better a situation for consumers, or Or what should people do?
Well, some would suggest that we turn our appetite towards the international market. For instance, perhaps we could import many donkey meat from overseas market, as we do when it comes to donkey hide. We are essentially importing donkey hide from international market. But unfortunately, donkey meat is not currently on the latest list of meat products approved to be imported to China. So that window is not open yet. And even if we do open up the market of international exporters, there are some issues coming in. So because China has such huge demand for erjiao, or the product produced from donkey hide, we are already straining the international market. In some countries, like North African countries, where they do raise a lot of donkeys, they're having problems. Yeah. Because since there's a market for that, and there are people obviously trying to capitalize on that demand, some of them, they don't do it honestly. It's not like they're raising donkeys and selling them to the Chinese buyers. They're actually stealing from our donkey owners.
Yeah. And, you know, a report published by the British non-government organization last year said 1.8 million of 44 million donkeys in the world were killed to make this ejiao, something I talked about that can help ladies during pregnancy, also nourish the blood, these kind of things, in Chinese traditional medicine. But this is a daunting figure for me, because 1.8 million of 44 million donkeys in the world, that's just for Chinese traditional medicine. Maybe they're not even being eaten, right? Maybe this meat isn't going to the mouths of Chinese people that would appreciate it. And in which case, I think that's the best case scenario. Then the 1.8 million donkeys that are dying just for Chinese traditional medicine, maybe they're also being used in the way of their meat, so that, you know, China is going to be able to keep the donkey population in the country somewhat high. And on top of that, not exhaust the world's donkey population. Mm-hmm. You know, apparently it's a bad time to be a donkey anywhere.
Because
people
tough.
Are looking for the Chinese traditional medicine, because it sounds like it can help you in many different situations, especially if you're a woman about to give birth. But then on top of that, you know, people like donkey burgers. And you know, at first when I heard about this, I thought, you know, donkey burgers, from someone from the West, that's not something I'm really familiar with, like eating donkeys. But at the same time, what's the difference between eating a cow or all these different things? I mean, a donkey is an animal just like a cow is, and maybe this is just a cultural stigma I have, and maybe it is really delicious. You know, I've had things like elk, which is a deer that you would hunt if you have a hunting license, and it was delicious. It was really gamey, just like Heyong Yu had said and Lai Ming had said, you know, so I can understand people have a palate for it and they want it. But the fact of the matter is, people, we have to live within our means, and we cannot eat the donkey to extinction. Also, things like ejiao, people, there's a demand for that. So in which case, I would say one of the solutions going forward from this is we need to live within our means. One of the things I'll say here specifically is, you know, let's say that, okay, so according to Zhao, the guy that has the workshop for donkey meat, he says ordinary consumers can't tell the difference between its taste. It's just like the real thing. And he's saying this about fake donkey meat. So one of the things is, guys, if you love donkey meat but you can't tell the difference between fake donkey meat and donkey meat, let's regulate the fake donkey meat so that at least while we're getting the supply of donkey meat back up, you can still enjoy that taste you love so much, but you'll have to know that's not real donkey meat because the supply just can't meet the demand.
And if it's so cheap, right?
Yeah, exactly. And in which case, too, let's make sure that all ejiao donkeys that are being used for that are also going to the demand for real donkey burgers, and increase the price. Make donkey burgers actually a high-end item, because in which case, maybe then, you know, people will wait a while before they enjoy a delicious burger.
And also, another thing I like to point out is that the fact that we are talking about a shortage of donkey meat here in Beijing is rather fitting, because I believe the eating of donkey meat is a regional habit or regional custom, because I believe Hebei province will be the major place where people consume donkey meat. And the fact that the donkey burgers are sold in provinces like Anhui, Hebei, Henan, and Beijing are suggests that maybe those are the places Hebei people travel to work. And which is why it's not so urgent for the China's custom to start introducing an import of donkey meat in the future. And also, likewise, Ryan mentioned the smell and the taste of fake donkey meat. I mean, if it tastes like donkey burgers, if it smells like donkey burgers, why not treat it like donkey burgers? Yeah. I mean, in the U.S., we know that crab cake is a famous delicacy. And only in Maryland, in the northeastern state of Maryland, where you can see where people advertise their crab cake as only authentic crab meat with no fillers. Mm. I mean, the assumption is that maybe in other parts of the country you have crab meat with fillers. I'm thinking that maybe these donkey burgers with maybe filled with meat, pig, pork, or beef, or mule, they're okay as long as the source of the meat is fine.
Yeah, and it's interesting that, is it only me that's feeling this? At least it's real meat. It's just not donkey meat that's been packaged in there.
Well, remember, a very few of these places have licenses. So even if it is meat, it needs to be regulated. These places need licenses so that you know at least you're getting, if the imitation meat is legitimate.
Yes, we need to know. And this reminds me of 2013 when the horse meat scandal broke out in Europe as well. Similar story.